If Tracy was the glamorous but troubled kid brother in the Davis's life, Walter Houston was the grand seigneur. When Dodsworth played in Chicago in 1935, he and his third wife, Nan, who co-starred in the play, stayed with the Davises. As Nancy recalled, Loyal frequently stood in the wings watching the last act while waiting to drive them home. He had almost memorized Uncle Walter's climactic speech. Walter had taken a liking to Loyal and had even made him a member of his Crovenay Society, a tongue-in-cheek club dedicated to deflating stuffed shirts of every kidney. Its members ranged from George M. Cohan and William Wyler, who directed Houston in the film version of Dodsworth, to the baseball player Ty Cobb and the boxing champion Max Bayer. Loyal became Houston's doctor and remained so until his death in 1950. President Franklin D. Roosevelt was one of Houston's biggest fans, and he had attended the February 1935 opening of Dodsworth in Washington, D.C. In fact, shortly before Walter and Nan arrived to stay with the Davises, they had been received at the White House, where FDR charmed them by serving the drinks himself. Presumably, they repeated the story to Loyal, who hated Roosevelt. If so, Loyal's reaction is unrecorded. Meanwhile, Loyal's star continued to rise in the world of medicine. In 1936, he was elected to membership in both the American Surgical Association, which in his words was the most prestigious surgical society in the United States, and the snobbish Southern Surgical Association, which held annual meetings at expensive resorts such as the Homestead in Hot Springs, Virginia, which were attended by the doctors' wives. In 1938, 6 years after he succeeded Dr. Canaval as chief surgeon at Passavant and chairman of the surgery department at Northwestern, Loyal's great mentor was killed in a car crash while vacationing in California, and Loyal was named to replace him as editor-in-chief of surgery, gynecology, and obstetrics.